Welcome to another episode of the Guys with God podcast called Sharing Our Struggles, where we discuss the everyday challenges and frustrations that all men go through during their lives at one time or another. We like to talk about how we've dealt with them from both our past experiences and from what God reveals to us through His Word. Now, here's today's episode. Morning, Mark. It's good to see you this morning, my brother. Happy New Year. It's good to get back together with our podcast of Sharing Our Struggles with Guys with God. And this morning, we like to talk about anxiety and how we kind of deal with that and the different types of anxiety and levels we have and how we go through life with that. I like to start off with a verse that that really hits me about anxiety. It's Matthew 6:34, and it says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own." What does that mean to you, Mark?
Oh, morning, Ron, and Happy New Year. The Bible verse hits me between the eyes. Worry. When I worry, I get anxious. I know there's a ton of types of anxious and anxieties out there in the world, but for me, the one I relate to most is the worry. And my worry comes from that four-letter word, fear. And so when I find myself in fear, that's when my anxieties kick in. I find that I'm worrying about things I can't control. I'm forming pictures in my head of things that have not happened yet, and I'm creating this whole movie scene of things of the way I want them to go, or I'm fearing the way they might go without my control, and that causes the upset stomach, that causes the nervousness, that causes the rapid speech, and all those other signs that I've seen in myself when I'm anxious. But that's what hits it on the head for me. Whenever I find myself worrying or in fear, that's a sign I need to go look in the mirror and see what I'm anxious about.
Yeah. For me, it's there's a lot of similarities in the same thing. It's when I start worrying about things, usually it's worrying about things in the future, you know, what's coming ahead of me, worrying about tomorrow, the next day, next week, next month. And as the verse says, you know, don't worry about tomorrow because there's enough troubles in today. So something that I've been really working on is trying to just focus on today, focus on the moment, focus on being present in today. And for me, that's a lot easier said than done. It's really hard at times, especially when you get times when your stress level goes up and you get anxious about things, that it's tough for me at times to just bring it back to today. Okay, what's the next step? What do I have to do? What's the next thing to do in order to just get through right here, right now? So for me, yeah, it's when I do those things, and like you said, my blood pressure goes up. I get nervous. I get antsy. I just kind of like, I'll walk and I'll stop in the middle of the hallway, turn around and go back because I forget where I'm going to do, because I get so anxious. And things in the past, that I've done, but I've learning to control today, is how I deal with that anxiety. And in the past, and I'm going to use my wife again as an example, I would just blow up on her. I would get I would short circuit, I call it. And all these words would just come out of my mouth, and it would they were harmful words. They were words that they say your tongue, the power of the tongue, the words that I said, I would just cut right to her jugular, you know, and God bless her. She still is with me today and she's put up with all that, but my anxious thoughts and how I dealt with it, just coming out and just garbage out of my mouth and just like vomiting all over her. It was really hard. And I was really, really struggling with that. And that's something I'm learning to control today now, is that I am much better at blurting out everything, but I may be calm on the outside, but on the inside, I'm still got all that pressure. I'm like a pressure cooker inside. So what ways would you say that you, when you get those anxious thoughts, how have you dealt with that in the past and how you do with it today?
Yeah. When I get the anxious thoughts, the one that I can't do, and I don't know why, but I've seen it modeled, breathe. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Well, I'm too freaking anxious to do that. But what I've learned to do is slow my thoughts down, slow my mind down, and slow myself down. And how that works for me is I start understanding that, okay, if I'm in fear, I'm not in faith. And if this anxiety is causing me to worry, that means I'm way out of balance with my faith. So let me connect with Jesus real quick. Let me connect with not only Jesus, but also where I need to be in this moment. a funny example of just last week. I can't even remember now what I was worried about, but I was anxious. I was in the morning. I was trying to brush my teeth and shave and get the day started like we all do. Well, my shaving cream's in a tube and my toothpaste in a tube. And guess what I tried to do? I took the shaving cream and tried to put it on the toothbrush because I was so preoccupied with the future. And that stopped me in my tracks. I'm like, okay, well, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. So I sat down and I did my armor of God prayer like I do every morning. And that centered me and that got me back going. But that's one of the best things for me is to recognize it and stop and just kind of get centered with Jesus. And then when I can't or that's not working because my mind is just going too fast, I'll reach out to my accountability partners, my mm-hmm. brothers. I'll reach out to my brothers. And then the other thing that I try to do sometimes is I try to shift my focus. Instead of worrying about whatever that thing is, I start being of service to others around me. What can I do to help my wife? What can I do to help my father-in-law? Or if I'm at the church or one of the jobs I have, what can I do to be of service? And that gets me out of my head. And that's where my anxiety lives. Mm-hmm. And next thing I know, things are calming down for me. But the thing that I always remind myself is none of my fears and none of my worries have come true yet. I don't know about you, mm-hmm. but none of them have yet. So why am I investing all this emotional energy into something that's not going to happen?
Yeah. And you answered one of the questions I was going to ask you is some of the things that you do to try to combat that anxiety or try to prevent that from happening in the first place, or when you feel that emotions and that anxious thoughts start creeping up in you, and you answer some of that in the morning, you put on your armor of God. And some of the other things you talked about, for me, it's been a daily battle for me, and it's a daily thing that has been really helping me. It's just spending time with God in the morning. It's just giving the first part of my day. And I know I've talked about this before. It's like putting the right wind in my sail. Just continually spending time with him, asking for him to reveal his wisdom for me. And I see your book on the shelf there called Jesus Calling. Mm-hmm. That's something that has been very, very helpful for me over the last couple of years. It's something, it's a daily devotional, and it tells you, it for me, I get out of it, just keep focusing on me, focus on my glory, focus on my help. I'm here, my presence. I'm with you right here, right now, right here, right now, today, this right this moment. And reading that every single day for the last couple of years, it's just that consistency of just continually putting that in my head, building that in my head, strengthening my mind, continuing to fill my mind with those thoughts. So when I do start having those moments of anxiety, which I have every day, I don't go a day without having it. I'm able to, okay, pause, like you said, take a breath. And then I can bring my focus back to, okay, God, you've been teaching me these things. You've been showing me these things right here, right now. Focus on what's the next step that I have to take, instead of worrying about something that's even 2 or 3 hours from now or in the future, which usually most of my anxiety and anxious thoughts come from, right here, right now. I can't worry about tomorrow because today has enough worries in its own. So coming back to the present, taking a breath, trying to pause and trying to just be right here, right now, being in the moment. Those are some of the things that kind of help me combat that anxiety and those anxious thoughts that I get bombarded with every single day. So as far as, let's see, we talked about anxiety, our anxious thoughts, how we deal with that. What are some examples maybe that in the past or just recently that you would say that you've kind of like, for me, I would call it short circuiting, where your anxious thoughts are, and what maybe some examples and how you've kind of dealt with that?
Sure. the employment journey that I've been on, trying to land that corporate job again, that's been, you know, over a year now that I've been trying to. But along the way, God has provided me not only with income and jobs, but he's provided me with a better way of living. I've shared with many, I've really enjoyed my past year working part-time at the church and all these side jobs I've been doing with the marketing and things. I've really had one of my most relaxing and calm years, but I still get anxious. And so what that looks like for me is when I start forecasting, do I have enough money to pay this bill? Do I have enough money to make sure we get this done? Is there enough money? That's when it starts running. And instead of just trusting in God and understanding that he's provided for me so far, and if I keep putting forth my efforts, he's going to provide for me again, I get stuck in the, well, I need to go try harder at this. And I start self-willing everything. Mm-hmm. More effort here, more effort there. Push, push, push. And nothing comes out of it. And I'm reminded of this birth in 2 Timothy that I like to refer to because it centers me. It says it's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." And why I like to remind myself with that verse is God didn't put me here to be worried that I'm not doing enough or I'm not making enough or I'm not in the right job. He put me here to have a spirit of love and power and service. And so I calm myself down and I let that go. Do I still need to have a better job? Probably. Do I still need to make more income? Well, I think we all can. We all want that. But I'm able to let that go. But that's probably the one that I get most recently. And then the one that just happened this weekend, my daughter, my 24, almost 25-year-old daughter lives by herself up in Scottsdale, Kai. And her cat, Leo, well, Kai's apartment complex has had a bug infestation because, you know, how the apartment complexes go. And so Kai sprayed bugs. Well, Leo got really sick. And Leo is a long-haired cat. And what we think happened was he probably walked somewhere where she sprayed it, got it in his paws. You know, cats like to lick themselves. Yeah. So he got sick. Well, Kai called just all beside herself. "Daddy's not eating. He's not drinking. He won't even move. I'm really, really worried." Well, you know, it's probably her first or second time with a sick animal, so it's new to her. But I wanted to go fix it. And my day was too busy. Tammy's day was too busy. We couldn't get up there to fix it. But then as we talked, what are we going to do? We're not vets. So I had to calm myself down and say, "Okay, honey, let me give you that calm voice," because I needed her to be calm. "Why don't you just let Leo sit there and just kind of fast and let him rest?" And so she did. And over the past 3 days, he started getting better. And so he came out of it. But the anxiety I had was, I can't be there to fix it for my daughter. I can't be there to make it right. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those old tapes that I still have to battle with. I can't fix things because men are fixers, as mm-hmm. you know. But that kind of reminded me, if I just let go of that worry and just give Leo to God and just give my daughter's predicament with Leo to God and just walk in faith with her through it, God's going to take care of it, honey. Let's just let it ride. And sure enough, it did. But those are probably the two most common examples I have of it. But like you said earlier, I have anxiety every day. It doesn't matter what it is. I live in fear. I'm a fear-based person. Do I handle it better than I used to? Yeah. But does it still get me? Yeah. Do I still screw up? Yeah, I can't. I know I can count. I don't have enough fingers to count the times when I've reached out to you or other guys and just given you the verbal vomit of what's going mm-hmm. on in my life. You know, but you guys calm me down. Okay, let's stay in the now. Let's stay in the now. When I can stay in the now, things go better.
Yeah. I'm going to get to the reaching out to the guys and how you deal with that in a second. But for me, yesterday was another example of numerous times when my wife is kind of where she's got like a popcorn brain where she's just bouncing all over the place. And I'm kind of a one step at a time, one thing at a time. And my wife can start the morning where she'll rattle out three or four different things tasks that she's thinking of that need to get done. Well, I'm just give me one at a time or write them on a board and just leave me alone. Well, yesterday morning was one of those examples where she just hit me with all these different things. And I call it when my anxiety starts rising, I call it a short circuit, because I'm in the past when she would do all those things and throw all these things at me, because that's just how she thinks. I would short circuit. And that's when all that verbal vomit that was negative and destructive would come out towards her. Well, yesterday was a perfect example. And I just felt my anxiety was rising and rising and rising. And it was just, I felt like my head was going to explode. So what I did was I took a breath. I remembered that, you know, not worrying about all the stuff that's going, that she's saying that she wants done. It's just, what's the next step I need to do right here, right now? I learned to let go of the things that were the negativity or the thoughts in my head that I wanted to say. I kept them inside. So the anxiety was off the charts. And then we separated for a little while, and she went and went her way, and I started getting ready for my day yesterday. And then I came back to her, and when I kind of, the pressure kind of released a little bit, and I explained to her, I said that, you know, hon, I said, it's for me, I says that it's when you throw all these things at me, I says, I know I need to get better. And I am getting better at just compartmentalizing the different tasks and not realizing that I can just do one thing at a time and just releasing all that anxiety on you. I says, inside, I says, I'm exploding. I'm like, I'm a pressure cooker that wants to explode. I says, but on the outside, I'm calm. I'm remaining cool and calm. And, doing that is I'm kind of going off on a different direction now, is that when I can remain calm and, control that anxiety, that sets the tone of my whole household. You know, because if I'm anxious and if I'm spitting out all these things and I'm running around here and there and I'm saying things that I shouldn't be saying, I see my family and my wife, kids, they all fed off of that for years. And I've seen now that I'm learning how to control my anxiety. And that's with, there's times when, how many times have I texted you and help, help, or I've called you, or, and I've got my other friend Kirk that I talk to every day, and I'll text my vomit on you guys, or I'll call you guys and talk to you guys. And we meet every week in our men's group, which is another phenomenal way of dealing with all of our problems, sharing our struggles, is that, you guys help me through all this. And without you guys and without the things that I do every day is, you know, just spending some time with God, that calms me. And, it's controlling that anxiety that I still get every day, but when I can be control that, then my wife kind of calms her down a little bit, because in the past we would go and then she'd go on top, I'd go on top, and we just kept going up and up and up. And it wasn't a good thing. So, leaning on my brothers, knowing that just to stop and pause, take a breath, just try to focus, bring my focus back on God and what He has done for me. And it's just, the sun is shining today. It's another blue skies. You know, it's just bring it in the moment. Okay, what's the next step that I need to do? Don't worry about all other stuff in the future, because most of the time when I worry about things, it doesn't go that way anyways. So, that's just kind of how it's something I still struggle with every day, but it's getting better and better, and having guys around me and having God in my life and having Jesus, a relationship with Him, is what really controls and helps me to get through all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love what you say about your family. You know, we feed off of that. I mean, if I'm having a bad day and I got fear and anxiety running me, my family feels that. That energy, you know, blocks off the Holy Spirit, and it just makes for a negative environment around me and those around me. And I have to really watch that. And again, I'm not perfect. I still have those days. But like you said, I've got the men, we got our men's group, we got our band of brothers. And as long as I can lean in on my brothers and just share with them what's going on, not only do they help me, you know, you and Kirk and the other guys, but also I learned that I'm not alone. You guys struggle like I do. Mm-hmm. And the details might be different, but the point is, we're just trying to be something that we're not built to be. We're trying to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to control things outside of ourselves that we can't control. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've learned about my anxiety. I'm trying to control something that's out of my control, or I'm trying to be perfect instead of just God's kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as I can focus on just being God's kid and understanding that no matter where I'm at or what I'm doing or what's been done to me, God loves me as I am right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I can accept that, Ron, that helps me not only let go of the anxiety, but also helps me stay in the moment and work through the day.
Yeah. And just with me, being able to talk about it, you know, and especially with my wife, you know, because most of the time is when I get anxious and I get my blood pressure goes up, I'm usually around her. And it's being able to slow myself down, take a deep breath, keep my mouth shut. Because most of the time, if I'm going to say what I'm thinking, what's going to come out of my mouth is not good. So practicing that every day, I'm not perfect at it by no means. I still struggle with that, but I'm getting better at it. And having a band of brothers like you, I can't overemphasize how important it is to have other men in our lives that we can share our struggles with. Then when we're anxious, we can reach out. It's just a text message or a phone call, or if it's something that we can share in our group on a weekly basis. It's just so important to have these band of brothers and these guys in our lives. And most of all, having Jesus as the center of our life and having all these men who are all have Jesus in the center of their lives, that we all help each other. And when we have those feelings and thoughts of anxiety, that we can lean on each other and look for support from each other. And most of all, it all comes from God. It all comes from Jesus. And with just with all that, it's just the importance of having guys in our life that are all centered around Christ is such a big deal for me, and it's such a blessing for me. And I just really appreciate our friendship, Mark, and I just looking forward to seeing where God takes us with what we're doing, and hopefully we can just keep sharing our struggles together and helping guys and just helping people and just keep doing what God's calling us to do.
Amen. We can do this.
Okay. Have a great day, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you hear, please share it with a friend. Also, be sure to check out our Facebook page, Guys with God, and also our website, guyswithgod.com, where both places give you an opportunity to pose any questions that you may have from today's discussion or to post any topic that you may want to hear discussed in the future. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.